For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The Trump administration announced on Tuesday it's withholding $1 billion in Medicaid reimbursements for California and Minnesota. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services says it's deferring Medicaid reimbursements to both states. It says to crack down on fraud. It's the Trump administration's latest move to withhold federal funds from blue states for unfounded allegations of widespread fraud. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is deferring $867 million for California specifically. HHS says it's investigating California for, quote, spending growth that far exceeded national trends. Governor Gavin Newsom said the claims were politically motivated.
This is politics, and you know it's politics. To the extent it's substantive, bring it on. We want to work with them.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the administration will release the funds to California if the state shows proof that Medicaid claims are legitimate. Newsom says the state has already been working to get them the requested information. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Californians who haven't paid their utility bills will be protected from power shutoffs if temperatures reach 90 degrees or above. The California Public Utilities Commission voted to approve the new standard late last week. CalMatters' Polly Peterson has the details.
The new standard drops the shutoff threshold by 10 degrees. Before the CPUC's vote, utilities could shut off power for delinquent customers even if it was 100 degrees outside. The commission wrote that the temperature threshold for shutoffs needs to be more protective, accounting for regional differences in heat tolerance and more. While a 90-degree day might be routine in dry inland cities like Bakersfield or Fresno, it could be dangerous in coastal or mountainous communities where fewer homes have air conditioning and people are less acclimated to the heat.
CalMatters' Molly Peterson. PG&E, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric all told CalMatters they plan to comply with the new standard. California is suing the Environmental Protection Agency over a rule that eases restrictions on a group of powerful greenhouse gases. Hydrofluorocarbons are used in refrigeration and cooling, but they can warm the climate thousands of times more than the same amount of carbon dioxide. A 2020 law, signed by President Trump during his first term, set a schedule to phase them out by about 85% over 15 years. But a new rule from the Environmental Protection Agency delays some of those deadlines, allowing more of the gases and equipment like large supermarket coolers for several more years. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the rule is arbitrary and violates the 2020 law.
Most refrigerant manufacturers have transitioned over to non-HFC gases, a move that took time and investment. It took money. Now the EPA's new rule would undo the progress we've made and penalize the companies that have complied with the law.
It's California's 78th lawsuit against the Trump administration. As California approaches peak fire season, Governor Gavin Newsom touted the state's investment in firefighting resources at Sacramento McClellan Airport on Tuesday. The state launched three new satellites for fire detection earlier this month. Newsom also says the state has invested in cameras that use artificial intelligence to detect wildfire ignitions.
We're getting phone calls not from people to 911, but we're getting alerted by those cameras and artificial intelligence before even one phone call is made.
CAL FIRE officials urged Californians to prepare their homes for possible fires this summer by clearing brush near their homes. There are currently four large ongoing fires in the state. They are burning in Colusa, Yuba, Inyo, and Lassen counties. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.